Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is the Girl Meets Girl podcast, episode number 95. Five away from cake. Veggie Tales Earth Day edition.
Just pulled that. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Veggie Tales.
So I don't know if we can live up to that.
Have you heard of that phrase before, Veggie Tales?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where it came from?
No.
It's from some kind of like children's animated program.
Yes, that's how I know it.
For Christian
kids. I didn't know it was for Christians.
Pretty sure it originated.
But there are vegetables that talk.
Yeah, vegetables that talk about Jesus.
I don't know how I know that.
I'm pretty sure it's a Jesus thing. I shouldn't say Jesus thing. It's a Christian thing. There is a difference. All right, so my name is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And you can see my issues coming out already, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we're gonna have a winner for our April contest for the vegan guitar strap from Couch Guitar Straps in this episode.
You know, and this prize, in my humble opinion, I think this is the best prize we've ever given away. I love it. I'm just like, I don't know if I can give it away, but I'm giving it away.
We're giving it away. I think it's happening.
But it's just,
really?
I think it's the best prize.
Okay. Yeah, it is pretty special because it's not like so special. It's not like mass produced, stamped out of a
right.
And it thing looks, in a factory.
I mean, I love, it's so stylish. It's hip.
If people say hip anymore.
Cool. I don't think people say cool.
It's tight.
It's what?
It's tight.
Oh. Maybe that one.
Okay.
All right. That's a good one.
So we're going to have a winner. and then let's see. We got some little earth-friendly tips here,
mm-hmm.
but continuing on a vegetarian theme. So we're wrapping up our vegetarian theme for the month of April.
Yep.
Okay.
So today, right? Like, you guys, we almost didn't record a podcast, but you know, we just have to say that there's been so much that we've been doing lately, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to go out of my mind.
But you're not, because I'm going to massage you.
It's been very stressful, I have to say. We can say that to them because they know us already.
Yeah.
It's been so stressful. I don't want to keep affirming that, so I should stop saying
that. Yeah, I think I'm looking at you like, okay, stop saying that.
But I swear to God, I'm like, oh, I don't know how we're getting things done.
But we are.
We are, but I just, you know, I don't want to live like this having so much, you know?
Yeah.
I want to just be able to take a break or do like five things in a day, you know? Instead of 20 things in a day and feeling like everything's just everywhere, you know,
like too many different projects going on.
Yeah. Because there's just a lot of loose ends. And then it's like, okay, I have to remember to do that. And then I have to remember to do that. And then that, and then that, and then that.
Cause it's not like we have a full time, like 40 hours a week job. And that's what we do. And then
right.
if we're not
and
doing
then
that,
weekends,
then
and
we're
then
dealing with family and. It's like
and then
this.
You know, like a 40-hour work week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of have a routine, right?
Right, right.
And then the weekends, maybe you have fun. If you're not having fun at your job. And then you also decide on the weekend, like, oh, I'm going to go see a movie with my friends, or I'm going to go have dinner and whatever. Where our schedule, because we didn't take the traditional route, we've never really experienced that, to be honest, right?
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe that's not so great. I don't know. You guys, some of you guys can tell us. We also know some of you have unpredictable schedules like we do. But it's just, it's tough sometimes because you can't count on week to week knowing that, okay, Saturdays and Sundays, I'm free. I can book things on those days.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you start to feel like for us, okay, this is therapy.
I think it's turning into that.
This is the therapy podcast.
Sit down on that couch.
I hope you don't mind. Okay, I'm going to keep going just for a little while.
Okay.
A little while. Okay. So like some, and then, you know, I start to feel bad because we love our friends, and then it's hard to find time.
You mean to schedule?
To do something, to go do something fun. That's not like do it for them, but to do it for the relationship, you know, because you have to maintain friendships and all that kind of stuff, and we want to. But it's like, it's ridiculous because we're going, okay, let's see, how about June? June 16th, you know? So anyways, I'm not quite done, but I'm going to be done because I can tell you're looking at me like, girl,
well, no, you're almost done. You're almost done.
I mean, okay. And then, okay, yeah, I will then.
Yeah.
So, but I am so grateful. I'm so grateful that we have so much work because...
Some people don't. Some people want the work.
Some people are looking for work. Yes. Some people don't have jobs.
Yes.
You know, we have more work than we can handle, from what I'm saying, right? Mm. We live in a nice neighborhood. We have a cozy home. We have healthy pets. We have each other. We have our music. We have the podcast. We have everyone that listens to the podcast and their support. So I should just relax and be grateful.
And I think you are.
Instead of feeling so stressed out.
Well, I think you are grateful, but I think that is true that human beings, not just you, I mean, all human beings, you know, we need
a break.
A Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need the rest. So,
like, I want to go take a bubble bath.
Yeah, and don't you want a massage?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I do.
So, and I think this is one of our, both you and me, this is our issues, like our challenges, is to be very definitive about managing ourselves, not managing our time, because you can't manage time. It just keeps on done ticking. But, you know, to make a decision about what we will commit to and what we won't commit to and to stick with it, maybe...
Instead of running around willy-nilly?
Yeah, or to be so in tune with the way that Spirit is guiding us that it doesn't feel so stressful. It's like, okay, let's tune in with Spirit. Where are we being led? And not feeling like, oh, we have to make the right decision.
Well, you know, okay, I think...
About what to do.
I think this is what's going on.
Because, I mean, come on, this has been an ongoing thing for us. Like, oh, we're so busy, you know?
Right.
So... I think it's an opportunity for spiritual...
Like, I think that's a joke now.
Growth.
Because I feel like now we're busy. But I think maybe my problem is that I look too far ahead. So instead of just looking, waking up in the morning and dealing with what I have to do today, I'm also looking ahead, you know? So in my brain space and in my heart space, I have 5 days worth of things to do.
So you feel like there's an avalanche of stuff coming down on
you. So the 1 day's worth feels like 5 days worth.
Because in your head, you're dealing with five
days
worth
of things.
I'm
thinking
of
like, okay, you know, that's happening on this day and then this happening on that day. Yeah. Instead of just being in the present, being in the now and just doing what I have to do.
I'm sure that would help.
Okay.
Well, we will continue to deal with this as our opportunity for spiritual growth.
Excuse me. Okay.
Ooh, so exciting, this episode.
All right. So you guys can bill me your $150 for listening. Actually, that was 9 minutes. I'm looking. It's 9 minutes of therapy. I think 150 might be for 50 minutes. Okay, so are you guys ready for the winner of the contest?
I'm going to go and kick it up a notch.
We are doing it old-fashioned style, picking a number at random from a hat because we didn't do the fancy electronic computer way, okay? So, Chose is going to pick it.
And the winner will win a vegan guitar strap by Couch Guitar Straps out of California. Are you looking?
Don't look. You have to just grab
one. He saw my side eye.
I saw your side eye go down like that. When side down eye. Okay. Yeah. Turn around and start again. Okay. Okay, I'm going to hold on because she's cheating. Okay, I'm going to shake it up. I'm going to keep her honest. I got to keep you honest. Then I should marry you. Okay.
Okay, with my eyes closed now.
Eyes closed. Here it is. Here's the hat.
The winner of the vegan guitar strap was $45.
Really not, she's really not looking.
Of Humanitaire.
You got one? Pick one only. Okay.
Okay. And here you can see what it is because my eyes are still closed.
And the winner is our very own Diane.
Wow.
Queen, right on.
Queen of the long comments. Congratulations.
Yay. All right.
Okay.
So,
she needs some special music.
Yes, she does. Let's put some special music for our winner, Diane.
Winner Diane is a longtime listener of the Girl Meets Girl podcast and resides in the lesbian capital of the world near Northampton, Massachusetts. She resides there with her wife, Kathy, and with her menagerie of animals, including a tortoise named Sushi and a rat named Lucky.
Yay, Diane! Okay. Oh, sorry. That yell scared our cat. Our cat's name is Cumin. Are we going to talk about Cumin in this episode?
Everybody knows Cumin. Well, I think she's rallying for her corner to come back. Okay. I don't know.
I don't know. Is her corner coming back?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe not this one. Okay, not this one. Maybe next episode. Okay, because we have a lot, actually, for this episode, you know. Okay, so what?
Okay, a while ago, we got a very earth-friendly tip from listener Viv, who has been so active in the comments and also partnering up with Mel as far as getting us a lot of Podcast Alley votes. So thank you so much, Viv. And Viv had suggested the use of basket-type coffee filters. For various things, okay? Let me see. I am just going to read part of her email.
Okay.
How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay. First of all, this is so funny. This is what she writes. I'm sure you two are party animals.
We're party plants.
Yeah, party plants. That's good.
We're just there.
And since you're also eco-friendly, I have a pretty neat tip to share that I thought you'd like. As a university student, my friends and I have quite a few parties and always used to give out paper plates to hand out the potato chips and party mix. Recently, we started using the basket-type coffee filters instead, and it has been quite a hit amongst our colleagues. Not only is it cheaper, prettier, they can also wipe their greasy little paws on the filters instead of our sofa. And of course, a heck of a lot less trash in the end. So that is a great tip. But she also found that they're fantastic for shining shoes and cleaning her computer monitor, which is a dab of water.
Huh.
Yeah. That's pretty good. And I think that's great because they're smaller. You know, like instead of using a full sheet, like a paper towel or...
That's true, yeah.
They're tinier, Thank you, Viv, for that great tip. That's a really good tip.
We thought we'd bust that out, you know, since this past week was Earth Week. Mm-hmm. I mean, Earth Day, right? Okay. And now speaking of Earth Day, are we going to move on to our main topic? About veggie eating...
Sure.
Okay. All right. So this whole month we've been talking about vegetarian stuff. Well, we just wanted to make it known on this particular episode through this particular podcast some news items that have been out there for a few years and they're actually kind of making the rounds in cyberspace.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you guys heard of it. So here we go. I'm going to make sure you hear about it. Okay, the first one is a report that came out of the United Nations from 2006. It's called Livestock's Long Shadow, Environmental Issues and Options. And again, it's a pretty famous report because one of the conclusions was that cows farting and the gases that are emitted from cow manure in cow pies were more to blame for global warming than car fumes. So that's,
I believe it.
That's pretty incredible. Huh? Well, because you saw all the, that sea,
I saw the
of,
sea of cows
yeah. on the way
yeah, to San Jose. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a quote in the report that says that livestock are responsible for 18% of greenhouse gas emissions, a bigger share than that of transport. And also the emissions that they're taking into account also have to do with producing feed, like the corn that the beef
they eat
crops that- are fed and all that stuff. Cultivation of feed crops, feed transport, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, that's a. I think that's a pretty important thing to know, and not just global warming, but land degradation, air pollution, water shortage, water pollution, loss of biodiversity due to clearing of land to raise animals. All of that is due to raising livestock, peoples. So that's one. And the other thing that came out that was. Been pretty famous. This is an Associated Press article. And again, we'll have links to all of this in our show notes for this episode 95 at girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com. But the next thing is an Associated Press article that came out in 2005. And it basically talked about how the United States government talks out of two sides of its butt because the U.S. government, you know, is telling everybody that, oh, you should eat better. You should eat lots of fruits and vegetables. You know, don't eat too much meat, right? Don't eat too much dairy. Just have the most servings of fruits and vegetables. But on the other hand, government subsidies go mostly to the grain farmers whose crops are meant to be used as feed
for the meat
for cow, yeah, for meat and milk and eggs, and all of that is the ingredients that become the ingredients in processed food. So basically, the there's a diagram that as a part of this article that we'll post the link to, but from the Congressional Budget Office, it clearly shows that, you know, most of the subsidies, in other words, the government is supporting raising meat, and it's not at all supporting in the same way raising fruits and vegetables for human consumption. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So just, you know, good stuff to keep in mind when you're wondering, like, why does a salad cost more than a Big Mac?
Right.
You know, it's so much more labor intensive, you would think, to have a Big Mac.
It's kind of a conspiracy.
Kind of depends.
It's the food drug
conspiracy,
but Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah,
the pharmaceuticals. It's like all of that, all connected. Because
right. Who makes money, right?
Under the table.
Who makes money when people get sick?
Keeping us sick, right?
Mm-hmm. And then selling the drugs to keep the blood pressure down, mm-hmm. because you're eating the food that is so cheap.
Yep.
Blah blah blah.
Yep.
Okay.
So and like even that. Like food stamps. You know what food stamps are able to buy?
Milk, of course. Right.
It's milk. It's all the sugary. Mm-hmm. It's all the processed stuff.
Yep. Yeah, you can't go to a farmer's market and use food stamps.
Nope.
Okay, and another thing we just wanted to highlight, slow food. Have you guys heard of this? There's a movement called the Slow Food Movement, and it's actually the name of a nonprofit organization that is worldwide. And it's basically to counteract fast food and the fast life. And they really try to honor local food traditions and the importance of how our food choices affect the rest of the world, and just appreciating how quality food can taste, all the cultural traditions that go along with it too. So we'll put up the links for Slow Food, and that's it as far as my part. With the whole green, like, Earth Day, eat your veggies part.
And I don't know if any of you saw Oprah on Earth Day. But Toast and I couldn't watch the whole thing. Well, I'll probably watch it later.
Okay, yeah.
But it was very sad. I mean, eye-opening, of course. Mm. But I don't know if you all saw it in the turtle, that when he was a baby, he got stuck in a plastic ring that was in the ocean, part of that giant landmass of trash that's in the ocean that they say is the size of Texas, and actually bigger, really, because it goes from California all the way to Japan. That's how big it is. And in some places,
what?
Yes. And in some places,
how long it is?
Mm-hmm. And in some places, it's actually 90 feet deep, which is so hard to wrap your brain around.
Okay,
that.
I need to see a picture of this, like a satellite picture of this thing.
I'm sure you can find it.
Does it have a name?
And I don't remember, because I was,
oh,
it was so
God.
Painful to watch. I was like feeling sad and I had to just kind of not watch it for a while.
Yeah.
But the thing about it too is that it's not the only one that exists. I think his name was Fabien Cousteau, who is Jacques Cousteau's grandson. He said that in every ocean, main ocean, there is one of these
trash
masses of
trash bergs.
Trash. Yeah. So, wow. It was really sad to watch it. But what was good about watching it was it kind of has that effect of the Chew on This PETA video, in the sense that, you know, we can go around doing the things we do until we actually see something that affects us on a deeper emotional level,
mm.
you know, where we realize, you know, I can't keep doing these things.
Mm.
You know, you see the effects on a grander scale and you're like, wow, I'm a part of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, using the plastic and not recycling it and then seeing where it ends up.
Yeah.
It's chemicals, you know, throwing all the chemicals down the drain. And having that go and kill our all the animals in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, though, seeing that isn't enough still.
Sure.
Just
yeah,
because,
sure.
right?
Sure.
Maybe some people aren't as connected to...
Because we've all seen similar things before.
Right.
You know, nobody can say that they have no idea.
Right. But maybe some people, you know, some people come into this life maybe not so connected to animals,
mm-hmm.
so maybe they
sure.
might go, well,
sure.
whatever's. So what Fabien Cousteau talked about was how it's a cycle. I mean, it goes, what goes around comes around, that kind of a thing. So, like, you know, we'll throw a chemical down the drain,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Goes into the ocean, the fish take that in, the
mm-hmm.
fish become toxic, and then we end up eating the fish that's toxic, and
right.
then we suffer from cancers and all kinds of things.
Right.
So maybe that kind of information will help some people really understand it too.
Yeah.
But they even talked about whales getting breast cancer. For the first time, they are seeing whales with breast cancer,
oh
where there have never been, they've
really?
Never found that in the history, because the water is so contaminated with plastics and all the
uh-huh.
chemicals that are
yeah.
in the plastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they're finding a lot of whales with more breast cancer,
oh
which is
God.
Just crazy. So,
wow.
Yeah. So it's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we can all do our part.
And when you talk about like what goes around comes around. Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's okay.
But that's okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't even going to say that, but then I just remembered that Oprah,
mm.
you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But when you talk about what goes around comes around, I mean, it's really a misnomer to use the phrase save the planet.
Saving ourselves.
No crapola.
Yeah,
it's saving ourselves. The planet, I mean, we can totally trash the planet and
mm-hmm.
die out. The
mm-hmm.
planet's still going to be here.
Right.
You know, the planet's,
right.
it'll
In
be
what
here.
Shape? I don't know. But yeah, it'll
yeah,
be here.
But you know, I
mm-hmm.
mean, the rocks and the water, and
right.
it's going to be here.
Right.
It's fine, you know. But if we want to survive, yeah, we have
mm-hmm.
to.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, wow. Yeah. So like save the humans.
Yeah.
Save ourselves.
Save yourself. So
yeah.
Anyways, but not to be a downer or anything.
Okay.
So if you are some things that you can do, and we've covered this in another podcast, and we weren't even really going to talk about this in specifically, but if you're still drinking out of plastic water bottles, stop. Buy yourself a set of aluminum water bottles.
And yes, we know aluminum is not good for you.
But it's lined.
But if you buy,
it's
yeah,
lined.
If you buy a one that is specifically made to be a water bottle, it does come
mm-hmm.
with a lining that
yes.
is, so your water doesn't
you know,
come in contact with the aluminum.
Right. So, you know, do that. And if you think, well, I don't want to wash that every day, that's why I buy a set, you know, and it's going to save you more money in the end. I know it's like, wow, I have to pay that much for a water bottle, but it is so worth it. I mean, if you work a 5-day work week, buy five, one for each day, wash them all on the weekend or whatever, and just use that, because it will help, of course, like the planet, but also yourself, because of all the, you know, what comes from the plastic in the water bottle. Like,
you don't know
how, like, the water companies, you know, you don't know how long your case of bottled water was sitting on that truck, and if it was just scorched in the sun. Because by the time it gets to the market, it's all in the, you know, the air-conditioned market, and the music's playing, and you think, oh, I'm going to pick up my water, and you think you're all fine.
And it looks so nice and fresh from a mountain spring.
But that is something so simple that you can do. And I got to tell you, like, nowadays, because there are so many more companies, from the first time we talked about aluminum water bottle, from that time till now, so many more companies are making them, which makes the product easier to find these days and also cheaper. We bought our water bottle for like $30, which was like, oh my God. But now you can find something very similar for like $10, $12. So go buy yourselves one. And if that's just like, you know, I don't, that's not convenient for me or whatever, but you drink a lot of water, don't be embarrassed. Just buy a glass jar of, like, say if you buy one of those organic juices, you know, like a gallon of organic juice or whatever, save that glass bottle.
Or like the Snapple bottle, you mean like that?
Yeah. Or those bigger ones, you know, mm-hmm. the bigger ones, if you want like your whole day supply of water.
Arizona.
Just do it. Just
tea.
Do it.
Yeah.
Is that glass bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
or it was the last time I checked.
Do whatever it takes in that way. And then again, your light bulbs, you know, that's something else mm-hmm. that you can do. But there's just a lot of things. But the water, that's really easy to do.
And it's kind of cool because I've noticed like people will comment. They'll be like, oh, cool. You have a water bottle like that. Like, you know, oh, you have a SIG bottle. Yeah, I do too. It's kind of neat. You know,
it's a bonding moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we do have some recipe ideas for you.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Before we go into that, just wrapping up the political part of this.
Oh, I thought we were wrapped up already.
Well, I thought so too. But then you brought up, you know, like water bottles and the companies and stuff. And what it comes down to is that we don't have, or it's building, I guess I should put it positively, the social and political and cultural will to save ourselves and start treating ourselves and our environment, our home, with respect
mm-hmm.
and with a degree of maturity that allows us to think about more than just our own selfish convenience mm-hmm. in a given moment in mm-hmm. time. I think it's building, but the fact that we haven't had so much of that will, I think, is due, like you said, in large part to like the conspiracy of people. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I sound all panicked, but no, I'm really not.
But using it in a loose way. I mean, it's people wanting to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
It's people wanting to make a buck.
Yeah.
It profits them
right.
in a financial way in the short term
mm-hmm.
to, hey, oh yeah, you know, they're going to smoke cigarettes and get cancer, but hey, you know, making me money. So
yeah,
I'm going to do that. It reminds me of the fact that it comes down to not what we choose to do, but why we choose to do what we do.
Yes. Yes.
Like how Jesus said, right? It's not what goes into you that makes you unclean, right? All the dietary laws for the Jewish religion and stuff. But he said, you know, it's not really what goes into you that makes you unclean. It's what comes out of you that makes you unclean. Because out of your heart, out of your mind mm-hmm. comes the evil. comes evil thoughts and selfish stuff. That's what pollutes. That's what pollutes our environment. Is what is coming out of our hearts. What's coming out of our minds? The selfishness,
that's
greed.
Deep. That's deep.
The you know. Yeah. So we're gonna go
that's
over
deep toast.
Yeah, thank you. So we're gonna go over, you know, what what's going into our mouth, like with recipe ideas mm-hmm. and being vegetarian and all
but
that
stuff.
But
that's true. But that's true what you said.
Jesus said it.
That's true because, you know.
I believe it.
Like looking for the.
What's the root cause?
The deeper meaning. Yeah, the deeper thing. Because yeah. a lot of times we're just trying to change these surface habits.
Right.
These things. We're just trying to change it and we fail sometimes or it's not as easy as we thought. Right. But then a lot of times we need to look at a deeper reason. Like, well, yeah. why am I doing that? What am I still gaining from doing this thing that I no longer want to do?
Yeah. Some kind of,
you know, what is my reward? Why do I keep doing it?
Mechanism. Yeah. That's, you know, what is emotional it? Connection or something.
Because sometimes when you identify that, then you're like, oh, okay. I choose to give that up. You know, like I no longer need to do that.
Right.
When you realize what it is and then the actual thing you were trying to give up to begin with becomes much easier.
Yeah, it just kind of falls away as a byproduct,
like, oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you looked at what was going on, yeah. you know? So anyway, it's okay.
Oh, that's bleeding into a whole nother psychological topic. See, that goes in line with our therapy session earlier
yes,
in this episode.
Yes, yes, yes. But see, I'm off the couch. I was in the chair in that one. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I might go back on the couch, though. Maybe. Okay.
All right.
On the couch, off the couch. Okay.
More deep thoughts.
And now we're in the kitchen.
Let's go to the kitchen.
Oh, that was kind of sexy kitchen, huh?
And here we are in our jaunty little kitchen.
Okay, so now we're not going to give you a lot of recipes or anything right now.
With the piano player, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
That was Kumin. Kumin was playing the piano.
No.
Okay, but we thought that a kind of a universal recipe would be to just tell you the recipe we use for marinara sauce.
Mm.
Also happens to be vegan, so good for all of us here. And again, you're going to have to tweak it. Okay, don't just make it like totally how we're going to say it to the T. Tweak it to how you like it because I am the queen of tweaking recipes. I will follow a recipe if it sounds like something good, but I always end up changing it because I know what I like to eat and I know toast's taste. And so I'm always changing it. And mm-hmm. if I'm being smart, then I will write it down. But a lot of times I keep changing things around. So...
And it's hard to always like have to measure it before you put it in.
I don't like to measure. That's
track.
The thing.
Right,
yeah. I don't like to measure. So that's why it's been kind of hard to decide, okay, well, maybe we should give them some recipes because it would take some work to decide, okay, well, how much do I really put in for that? So anyways, so here's kind of a loose recipe for marinara sauce. And you can use it for
pasta,
anything.
Of course.
You can use it for pasta. You can use it to dip... crunchy garlic bread mm-hmm. in it mm-hmm. or you can put it on eggplant
in an omelet.
I don't know about that. Maybe. I don't know about that toast. But anyways, okay, so here we go. Okay, so we're not going to have this anywhere as far as like a link to click on to see the recipe written. So get a pen and paper. Okay, we'll wait. Get a pen and paper. Or stop it. Okay, so and just start writing this down because it's not hard at all. Okay, you're going to need 1 tablespoon of olive oil. You're going to need 5 cloves of garlic minced. You're going to need about 28-ounce can of crushed tomatoes. If you can't find that large of a can, you can find something smaller. Also 1 can of stewed tomatoes, and 1/4 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1/4 teaspoon of dried oregano, 1/4 teaspoon of dried basil, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, freshly ground black pepper to taste, and have some raw honey on the side.
Mm.
Okay. And that's all you need. And a lot of these things you're going to just have in your kitchen anyways, you know, with the exception of maybe the garlic, if you don't always buy garlic. But the garlic is essential. You need to have the garlic.
Lots of spices.
Huh?
Lots of like herbs.
Yeah, lots of herbs. But I think a lot of people have, well, I don't know. I guess people who cook will have that. Yeah. But, and if you have to go out and buy it, don't worry, you'll use it.
Yeah.
You'll use
Sometimes when you have to buy herbs like it or spices like that, it's expensive for one bottle, but it's going to last you a long time.
It really is going to last long.
Because you don't use that much usually.
Your crushed tomatoes can be a part of your pantry and also your canned stewed tomatoes. And don't forget that it has a great, cooked tomatoes have a good source of lycopene for you. So basically all you do is you're going to heat your olive oil up. You're going to throw your minced garlic in there. And toss it around and make sure you don't burn the garlic. Make sure your heat at this point is probably medium to low. And just wait until you start to smell the garlic. Mm. And that's such a yummy part of it. And then what I like to do is I throw all the herbs into that oil and the garlic. I tend to do that. Just throw your thyme, your oregano, your basil, your salt, and your ground pepper. And just like kind of stir that around in the oil and the garlic that's cooking and all of that. Then you're going to pour your crushed tomatoes in there and your stewed tomatoes in there. And bring that up to a boil. But watch it now, okay? Bring it up to a boil. And then once it's boiling, then turn the heat back down and cover it for maybe about 20 minutes or so. And be careful because when you have it on pretty high, like it will splash you.
Okay.
And it hurts. And then after about 20 minutes or so, get your raw honey and do this. See, just do like a quick swirl over the top of your
pot. So there's no measurement.
Pot.
It's just a quick swirl. Just,
because some people don't want their sauce a little sweet.
Yeah.
I like it a little sweet.
Yeah.
So you can just add a little bit of it.
It's the Hawaii taste buds.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Hawaii has all the sugar cane. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the Hawaii flavors tend to be sweeter than the original traditional.
But if you like more of that, just like that strong tomato, you know, that more acidic, salty taste, then by all means, forget the honey.
So after it comes to a boil, then you lower it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying to turn the heat off?
No, just turn it down. Turn it to like simmer.
Okay.
And then do your honey and then stir, stir, stir. And then taste it. You can taste it right away after that.
And then you can do your own.
Then do your own.
Jazz cooking.
Yes.
And
do
improvise.
Your own. If it's not salty enough, add more salt. If it tastes too acidic and you like sweet, add a little more honey. If it tastes too acidic and you don't care for sweet, add a little bit of water.
To thin it out.
To thin it out because tomatoes are very acidic. Mm-hmm. And enjoy it.
And how much does this make about? Like how much would you say?
This is probably
like,
good for like four servings.
Okay.
For, you know, medium servings of pasta.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it's easy. And that's the thing. It's really easy. And it tastes really fresh. And after that, your jar sauce is going to taste really different.
Mm.
This is really going to taste yummy. So try that. And I don't know. Should I give them, tomato nita?
Oh, okay. We'll have another last tomato recipe idea.
Well, either that or I was going to give them the our veggie Thai roll sauce. Remember how we never told him what was in the sauce?
Let's do that.
The veggie Thai roll sauce?
Yeah, the veggie Thai roll sauce. And then as we get closer to summer for most of our listeners,
then tomato nita
coming up in the fresh.
Tomato nita comes after, it's inspired by one of my friends. Her name is Nita. And so I call this dish tomato nita, but we'll share tomato nita later, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So remember, I don't know what podcast it was, we talked about Thai rolls that Toast and I often indulge in. So here we go. I'm going to just give you the basic recipe for the wrap again, because I don't want you to have to go back to other podcasts to try and find it. Okay, so this is really healthy, with the exception of the actual tofu, which can be a lot for... sometimes tofu can be taxing on the system, but if you don't eat it a lot, it's fine. Okay, so raw Thai rolls. This is pretty raw, with the exception of the tofu. You want to buy... so get your pen and paper. You want to buy collard greens. Okay. Look like, for softer leaves.
Like big whole leaves, not all chopped up.
No.
Because you're going to use the collard green leaf. The leaf as your wrap.
Yes.
In place of the tortilla.
Yes. Okay. Also look for bean sprouts. You can do shredded carrots if you have the time and you want to add that. Buy some really nice ripe fresh tomatoes. Mint leaves. And tofu.
Okay.
Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to first prepare the leaves. And you're going to wash the leaves very carefully, because you're going to find that they're pretty, a lot of dirt can be on them. Mm. If you're a little worried, what you can do is actually, if you're making like, say, two rolls or three or four rolls, whatever it may be, you can get a super large punch bowl or salad bowl, fill it with water, and then let your leaves soak in there for a little while. And then it kind of loosens the dirt on the leaves. And it also softens the leaf just a little bit. So do that. So clean your leaves. And then you're going to cut the stem off, the really hard stalk stem off of that, because that's hard to chew. And then also there's a bone right in the middle of that leaf. You can, if you're careful with your knife, cut some of that bone off so that it's not so hard and that you can roll your wrap well. Okay, so now your wrap is prepared, or your leaves are ready for you. And you, what you're going to do now is you're going to add a ton of bean sprouts. Okay, you're going to lay a leaf down on top of a plate, and you're going to lay it down, let's see, so that the outside of the leaf is face up.
So the bone?
Yeah. So you're looking at the bone of the leaf, okay? Then you have the prettier, darker, marked leaf on the outside of your wrap, okay? Because you want it to look pretty. I would want it to look pretty. Okay, so you're going to lay that leaf down, and you're going to just put a ton of bean sprouts. Just be very generous with it, because that's going to be your crunchiness. And it's also going to hold a lot of the other ingredients in the nest of bean sprout. Okay, but keep the non-stalk end, the rounded tip of the leaf. Keep a little bit of that free. So maybe about 2 inches or so.
That's going to be the end.
Yeah, that's the end you're going to tuck in. So you want to have room to tuck it in. Okay, so layer all your bean sprout, a bean sprout mound in there. Okay, space it out. Then you're going to trickle a bunch of freshly cut tomato.
And then your mint leaves?
Cubed tomato on there. And make sure your tomato's kind of drained, because it'll be a very drippy wrap if you don't drain your tomato. Then you're going to add cubed tofu pieces on there. Okay. Then you're going to add your mint leaves. And if you want to, and you have some around, add some chopped red onion. I didn't say that you had to have that before, but add some chopped onion. And if you decided to do shredded carrots, you can put your shredded carrots. Okay. Then what you're going to do is you're going to fold the rounded part of the leaf in.
Okay. And you just roll it up, basically.
And you roll it up.
You roll it up. You guys know how to roll it up.
You try to tuck it tight.
Yeah.
So that it's easier to eat.
But the whole point of this was to share with you the sauce.
Are you rushing me?
This
You're
is the
rushing me. Okay.
Special sauce.
Okay, so this is the sauce that we didn't go into detail about. But again, I don't have secure measurements.
That's
for
okay.
You,
That's so. Okay. It's jazz cooking.
So you're going to want to buy, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need a jar of raw tahini. If you can find raw, beautiful. You're going to need soy sauce, shoyu. You're going to need maple syrup. And you're going to need spicy red Thai sauce.
Which you can find at an Asian market.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe okay. You can even find at a mainstream market. Maybe Whole Foods has it.
Right. So what you're going to do is you're going to add probably about 4 parts of tahini in a bowl. and you are going to put two parts of shoyu to two parts of maple, and you're going to use a little whisk to stir that up, okay? At this point, taste it. It might be very, very strong, depending on what you're used to, because everyone's taste buds are different. If it's too strong and salty, add a little more maple. If it's too sweet, add more soy sauce. If it is just strong altogether and you can't figure out what it is, add a little water, okay? Then keep stirring. And it's going to be a little challenging because the tahini is probably going to be pretty solid and hard.
Yeah.
Or it might be a little oily, depending if it's separated.
This sauce is very thick. It's not like ketchup, okay? It's not supposed to be. It's very thick, and it's almost like peanut butter consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite so viscous, but that's just how it is.
But if you don't like it that way, like for some reason it's too much for you to handle, you can add more water to thin it out a bit. And then after you have it to just the right taste, then you're going to get your spicy Thai sauce, if you like spicy, and you're just going to do a nice swirl on it, okay? Mix that in and then adjust it. Taste and adjust to how you want it. And that is the magic sauce. And it is so good, you guys. It is so good. And traditionally, when you order the Thai rolls that have the rice wrap around it and all that stuff, some people have shrimp in theirs and all that, the sauce is normally made from peanut butter. But tahini, raw tahini, is much more healthier than traditional peanut butter that you buy in the market. So just another way to get that in there.
And what is great about this sauce, besides how good it tastes, is that it is thicker. Like, it can be thicker. And why that's good is it doesn't drip all through your wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Because the best way to eat it, I think, is to keep the sauce in its own little container on the side, with this little spoon for you to use.
Yeah.
And then put some sauce on your next bite.
Yes.
Bite. Enjoy. And then repeat until it's all gone. And yeah, seriously.
Repeat,
right?
And rinse.
Because So you're not like,
good.
You're not like spreading the sauce all through the wrap.
Yeah.
But that's how we do it. But yeah, I'm telling you, it's good stuff, man. And what's great about this sauce too is like you can just dip veggies in it, like just broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, Brussels sprouts, whatever. Like it's
really good. Yeah. It's really, really good.
Okay. So we just wanted to share that joyous sauce with you. We have a lot of joy out of that sauce.
Yummy. All right.
Okay.
So anyways, thank you, everybody, for listening to my spiel in the beginning. And also, congratulations to Diane for winning the couch guitar strap.
And thank you to everybody for hanging with us through the vegetarian April month.
Yes, but we're done with it.
Yeah.
So for all of you who
pow with that,
didn't like it, we're done.
Moving on. You know, I just have to say, we had somebody spam comments.
Oh gosh.
Our Girl Meets Girl podcast website. There were like 60 comments spread out across all these different episodes, you know, about World of Warcraft gold. WoW gold. So I spent a few minutes getting rid of that and deleting all of it. But it took me back to one of our previous episodes where the comments got up to like 200. Remember that? There was one
200.
Episode. Yeah, there was one episode with 100 for sure, like over 100, and there was another one with 200. I was like, wow, yeah, I remember those days.
What was the topic for the 200?
I don't even know, because I was busy. I was busy obliterating all those spam comments. But
at least it wasn't the penis ones.
What? Oh yeah, penis comments. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sure people were shocked.
And on that note, we'll say have a great week.
Yes, have a great week, everybody.
And be good.
Oh, and
what?
By the time you guys hear this, you may start to celebrate May Day before we get to wish you a happy May Day. So, happy May Day.
That's right.
Have a great May Day. And
welcome to May.
Welcome to May. Which means you can vote. I didn't vote.
Oh, vote for the podcast.
Did I vote?
for April.
I better get a vote in there. I'm not setting a good example. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.